Welcome to the 2-Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and it is great to be here with you today. What I'm learning from Jesus is to trust him, especially when everything is out of my control. Mark 4:35-41 says this. Later that day, when evening came, Jesus said to them, "Let's cross over to the other side of the lake." They left the crowd and took him in the boat just as he was. Other boats followed along. Gale force winds arose, crashed against the boat so the boat was swamped. But Jesus was in the rear of the boat, sleeping on a pillow. They woke him up and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we're drowning?" He got up and gave orders to the wind, and he said to the lake, "Silence! Be still." The wind settled down, and there was a great calm. Jesus asked them, "Why are you frightened? Don't you have faith yet?" Overcome with awe, they said to each other, "Who then is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." When we are anxious and panicked about our situation, we kind of get all ramped up, and we want someone else to be just as anxious and panicked as we are. So the disciples came to Jesus with that anxious and panicked attitude, and they wanted him to kind of respond the same way, to pop up and, But he doesn't. Jesus wakes up and calmly speaks to the waves and to the wind, and he tells them to stop. His words in that moment to the disciples are really what speaks to me. And it's really what I'm learning from Jesus. Why are you afraid? Where is your faith? And I know there is no need to fear. My God is in control. Now, this is way easier said than done, but I'm learning. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, there are times that I get anxious. Things have me scared to death, they're out of my control, and I get panicked, tightness in my chest, and I'm scared to death. I don't know what to do. And instead of turning to you, sometimes I try to manage it myself, and I'm sorry, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit, to turn that over to you each time that I'm panicked, to know that I can trust you completely. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. Make sure that you let me know what you're learning from Jesus. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.